Republican leaders in Missouri have now answered President Trump's call to redraw voting districts and help Republican candidates in next year's congressional elections. Usually, states do their redistricting early in the decade after the national census comes in. But this year, halfway through the decade, Texas Republicans have already approved a new map there. And today, Missouri lawmakers are discussing a plan that's expected to pass next week. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum joins us from the Capitol in Jefferson City. Hey there.
Hey, Juana, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Jason, tell us, what are they trying to do with districts there in Missouri?
So right now, Missouri has six Republican-leaning districts and two heavily Democratic districts. And their delegation in the House consists of six Republicans and two Democrats. Republican Governor Mike Kehoe wants lawmakers to convert Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver's district, which takes in most of Kansas City, into a much more GOP-leaning seat. Republicans say this is fair game in politics. In fact, I spoke with GOP State Representative Bill Hardwick, who told me his voters in rural Pulaski County like Trump and want to see Republicans retain control of Congress. I talked with him before a public hearing today.
I think that partisan gerrymandering is not a threat to the Republic. I think it's what's been happening since the Republic was founded, essentially. I don't necessarily like that's not what I think is ideal. I just think that it's hyperbolic to say that partisan gerrymandering is like the end of America.
And this comes after Trump exerted direct pressure on the governor and Republican lawmakers to overhaul its map so that the GOP can maintain its slim hold over the U.S. House.
Jason, I'd love to hear some of what you have been hearing from people that you've been talking to in the state in the last few days about this effort.
Missouri Democratic voters have been absolutely irate over the push to redraw the state's congressional lines. And they contend that it's against the state constitution. And they also say that Republicans were content with the current map until Trump exerted pressure on them. They also say it dilutes the voting power of black voters. Sharon Schneeberger came to the state capitol from Columbia, which is about 30 miles away. She acknowledges that stopping the map from passing the legislature may not be possible since Democrats are vastly outnumbered in the General Assembly. But she says it's important to speak out, especially since the current map already favors Republicans.
I think the train is out of the station, but honestly, I feel like we all have to keep telling them that we care about our state and we care about what they do in Jefferson City. And all of us should be represented.
And it should be noted that even some Republicans now concede that the map could backfire, since splitting up Democratic voters in Kansas City could make nearby Republican districts more competitive.
Jason, this is part of a redistricting race that President Trump has set off across the country. Where do other states stand?
Texas finished work on their map, which could net five seats for Republicans, and Florida and Indiana may also redraw their maps.
Got it. Now, that's from the Republican side. How are Democrats countering?
California Governor Gavin Newsom is backing a plan that would recraft his state's districts to basically counteract what Texas is doing. Illinois and Maryland Democrats haven't ruled out redrawing their maps, though their congressional districts are already skewed heavily against Republicans. The stakes are really high since Trump needs a Republican Congress to support his agenda and avoid investigations of his administration that Democrats could launch if they take over the House.
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum, thank you.
Thank you.